Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, episode 77. Yes, the podcast is back, and ironically, the subject is why consistency is important and how to achieve it. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. So, I'm Gerard. You might have heard my voice before if you've listened to the podcasts. These podcasts I started back in 2018 with the great help of Doug. He was fantastic. Life took a bit of a sideways bend for me at one stage. We got back into them. Things got pretty busy on the coaching front, so had a break again. So it's time to come back again. I originally started doing these podcasts as a way to get information out to the team of people I'm coaching. And a podcast is just the simplest way to do that. So look, it's out there, free to the rest of the world as well. So hopefully others will benefit from it. The team that I'm coaching, they truly are everyday athletes. Yeah, we've got some fast people, we've got some new people, we've got everyone in between. But these are real people holding down jobs and families and taking on endurance events. A lot of it is focused on half Ironman, Ironman events, but we've got people doing all sorts of different things. So that's really who the podcast is aimed at. It truly is everyday athletes who are making this happen in amongst life. Now, it's August right now. We're really early in the season. We've had some people who have been training all the way through winter, carrying on from the last season, and others who have just joined us recently. And I do have to keep reminding people, though, we are only in August, okay? We're not in a rush at this stage to get super fast, to do mega training, to be going hard out all the time. We're going to build into that over the season. And so that's where the idea for today's podcast came from, is that we want to achieve consistency over time. That is just so fundamental to any really good performance. Now, we all hear it about how important consistency is, and I say it plenty, but yeah, sitting down and actually explaining why was really, really useful to me. See, I used to work with someone, and we'll call him Bob. And Bob was someone who got pretty good results all the time, but he was really inconsistent in training. And like when I sat down and worked it out, did roughly half the training that was planned over time. And so we were talking through this one time and trying to work out what was going on. And I said to Bob, imagine what would have been possible if you'd been able to do all the training. And he said, yeah, but I got pretty good results anyway. Would it really make that much difference? And so that was a real challenge for me to justify it. And talking with Bob, there were three really obvious things that stood out. One was that by not having consistency through training, he was not building fitness all the way through the season. There'd be a burst of activity, great, a bit of fitness coming from that, and then a bit of inconsistency, a bit of downtime. And so Bob's fitness was just always in somewhat of a plateau. Okay, he could still do some of the harder sessions, but he wasn't really gaining a lot of benefit from those because he just didn't have the consistency all the way through. So when it came to the real key hard peak sessions, in some cases, he wasn't able to do them because he hadn't done the stepping stones along the way. Or if he did do them, then there's a real good chance he could be shattered for a couple of days afterwards, and that was going to affect the following training. So those were just three really simple points and examples that we talked about as to why consistency is so important. And there's a whole heap of science as well that goes with all of that, but that was practical stuff that really resonated. Bob didn't really care what his details of his mitochondria were doing with this training and that doing. It was just like, what impact did it have on me? So yeah, that there wasn't a build of fitness, it really plateaued. Couldn't always do the real key sessions because there weren't the stepping stones along the way. Or if he did, shattered for days afterwards, and that affected other training. So those kind of things I do see disrupt people a lot of the time along the way. So the big question then is how to achieve consistency. And the very first starting point for that is to be really clear on how much training time you have available. And it's actually less than most people think. That when someone new starts coaching with me, I ask them to say how much time they have available. Most people overestimate it by quite a long way. Because there is, of course, the training itself, but there's a whole lot of preparation. You got to pack your bags to go swimming. You got to travel to go swimming. There's sometimes coffee and socialization after a Saturday ride. There's washing all your kit and your bike and everything else. And that just all takes time. That is part of the training, okay? And so if you say, I've got 10 hours available, well, that's, in a lot of cases, that's a wish number. And if you sit down and really think about the details of it, you might find it's less, you might find it's more. But it's really important to be clear on how much training time you have available. Sit down, work it out, think about, go through your week and go, oh, yep, time here and there and there, and allowing for everything else. So that's number one. To achieve consistency, be clear on how much training time you have available. Then you need a training plan to fit with that. Now, obviously, people that I'm doing individual coaching for, we can make that work and we can make that fit. For other people who are using our squad or our team plans, well, we've got some different option plans. There are higher and lower volume plans to suit different people, but still everyone's going to have to tweak those to some degree to make sure that it works for them. Okay, so don't assume that any old training plan is going to do. You need a training plan that is going to suit how much time you've got available and what you're aiming for with your goals. So with that in mind, when you start a new training plan, is prove that you can consistently do it for 4 to 6 weeks before trying to push for lots more. Okay, so many people are really enthusiastic at the start of training, which is fantastic, but they go a bit too nuts early on. Okay, if you go nuts early on, chances are 4 to 6 weeks down the track, you'll be getting a bit tired, might be getting a bit sick of this winter or spring weather, and then there might be a bit of a plateau, might get a bit of inconsistency, and then all of a sudden it's time for the bigger training, and we've had this patch where it hasn't really gone, haven't had those stepping stones along the way. Okay, so please, whatever training plan you're following, is don't try and go nuts at this time of year. Give yourself a chance to build into it so you've got the energy, the enthusiasm to really hit that set, and the fitness to hit that key training as you come to it. Now, also part of achieving consistency is really to be organized. And I see people out there who don't know what's in today or tomorrow's training, let alone later in the week or next week. And so they might wake up today and go, I'll do that later in the week. I'll put that off till Thursday, till Friday. And suddenly there's all this jumble of stuff to try and fit in later in the week, and it just doesn't happen. So I think it's really important to make time, sit down and plan ahead without just shuffling everything to later at the spur of the moment. So that might be a Sunday evening so you can plan for the week ahead. It might be on a Monday if you've got an easier day then. But whenever it is, do have a look at your training plan to know what is coming up and work out, is that going to fit? If it's not, what are you going to do about it? But do that proactively up front rather than reactively at the time. Okay, another way to achieve consistency is just, again, on the theme of being organized, is the gear. Okay, get your clothes out for an early morning session the night before. If you can, have your trainer set up somewhere permanent, ready to go all the time. Those kind of things, just so that you don't have to each time kind of scramble around and find the stuff that you need. Okay, have the gear organized too. Now, obviously, a lot of people out there got partners and families, and so it's important to set aside time for them. Okay, know when is your training time and when is your family time. There is the people I see who do this best are the ones who have actually sat down and negotiated it, There's a number of people I coach who have Sundays off because that is the family time. And that is absolutely fine. Things can be worked around that. But you need to know that that's it, rather than you being out there training all weekend, every weekend, and the family kind of sitting there grumbling away and getting more and more sick of it till it really just reaches a point too far, comes back to bite. Okay, so plan, set aside that time and know what's training, what's family time. And kind of along those lines is establishing a routine so that you've got your training time marked out, be it lunchtime runs, be it swimming on the way home so you don't have to get home and then go out again. And one of the things that is very, very clearly seen with top performers is that they get a lot of their training done first thing in the morning so that they're less likely to be affected by things that happen during the day. I know not everyone's a morning person. That's hard, that's impossible, but it really does work. If you're struggling with consistency of training, then front-loading your day to do more of your training up front really, really can make a difference. So does all of this mean it'll go perfectly? No way, not a chance. Life always has curveballs. There are always things changing, coming up that we have to deal with. But if you do these kind of things, then you're more likely to hit 90% than 50% of your training. And that's what we're after. 90% of a less ambitious training volume target is always so much more valuable over time than 50% of some random, unrealistic number. Okay, so what I want to do is just kind of wrap up here. And so the very first thing is to go back and reflect on your past training. Are you someone who has been consistent, or have you been inconsistent? And if you've been inconsistent, just come back to those things about why it's important. Okay, training volume does matter. And that's not just a last minute cram of a big week of training. The more you can get consistently over time, the more overall training you will have achieved, the bigger your base will be. You need to be able to work through a progression so that key workouts stretch but don't break you along the way. And all of that comes back to being able to do more consistently over time. So that's why. How? Okay, firstly, be really realistic about how much training time you have got. Make sure that you've got a training plan that will fit to that. And then make sure you have a routine and a way of doing things that fits in with all of that as well. Look, if you do that, success is almost guaranteed. Can't 100% guarantee it, but you are well on the path to being consistent over time. And if you can do that from now, August, through to December if you're doing a half, or March, beyond if you have other events on the cards, that will make a huge difference to your day. So there's your challenge. Please take this away, review yourself, remember why this is important, and figure out some of the ways of how you're going to achieve greater consistency for the coming season. Everything else will flow from there.